folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Check. Is my mic here?
Here I am.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in. This is Stephanie.
This is Mike, but you kind of threw me for a loop there. Who's tuning into this? Should they change the dial
absolutely
over
right,
to
Mike. Absolutely right. Thank you for calling me out on that. See that knob on your computer? Just twist it around.
Until the... You know what? You might want to adjust the antenna so you can hear us clearer.
Exactly. Maybe put a tinfoil hat on while you're at it. Yes, thank you for visiting our website or tuning in to the... No, or listening Liberty. To the Liberty Radio Network.
Or listening to our podcast or... Thanks for being alive in the world today.
Thank you for clicking play. How about that? I think that encompasses everything.
But what if they got home and their MP3 aggregator automatically plays on us? Oh, I'm just kidding.
I wonder how many people that's actually. But you're technically right. What would you suggest? What's the alternative?
Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you for listening.
There you go.
Keeping your ears open.
Yeah, like they're gonna. Okay, I don't want to make comments about closing our ears. We're getting off on way too many tangents. Let's start the show.
Indeed, indeed. That's what we do best, Mike, right?
Is get off on tangents.
Did we give out our email address?
Did we even say who we are? I think we did.
I think so.
Pork Therapy, Mike, Stephanie. Our email address is questions@porktherapy.com.
Exactly. And our phone number is 419-PT-LOVE. And you can give us a call and record a voicemail. And if you're interested in remaining anonymous, but also still want to leave us a voicemail, feel free to do so and just send us an email along with it. And we will just anonymize your voice. Mike claims to be able to make people sound like chipmunks and
aliens and whatever.
Yes.
Just
robots.
Say in your voicemail, please anonymize this and I'll tweak it so we can't so no one can recognize your voice.
Oh, see, good call. That would save them a step. I told them to send an email.
Yeah, that works too.
Mike, you're so much more efficient than I am. That's why we go on tangents. I'm like dragging the show down.
And this show is about efficiency. Not.
Oh, wow. If it were, then it would be.
That would be scary.
Terrible podcast. Anyway, we do appreciate you listening. And let's get right started with our show.
Excellent.
All right. So tonight we are reading an article. This article is just...
Full of lame.
Overflowing with BS.
Yeah.
not BS as in lies, but overflowing with, like, wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
mostly
failures.
I was going to say mostly, but pretty much all on the part of this cop, right?
And the government in general.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, well, good point, because the law exists.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
It enables them.
I guess we'll put the link to this article from... in our show notes, and it's from... SF Weekly,
mm-hmm.
and it does happen in the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Right.
So, should I read it or just summarize?
Let's read it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to take turns reading it?
Whatever. We could, but I want to start because the very first sentence is just horrible in terms of the writer of this article.
Yeah, I agree.
Use an officer's daughter, go to jail. That's the lesson a San Jose motorcycle cop is accused of imparting upon his 14-year-old stepdaughter's paramour. So, I'll summarize real quickly. What happens is... a boy and his girlfriend have consensual sex, and the girlfriend is the daughter of a cop, and the cop overreacts.
The stepdaughter
of a cop, and the cop overreacts. But this article writer says, use an officer's daughter, go to jail, and that's just, like, crude.
Yeah, that's
but anyway,
really bad.
So,
I don't know, maybe they meant, like, you know, when someone's dating and they just use someone else to get
could be.
Money or whatever, dinners or whatever.
Something.
Yeah.
In an incident caught on cell phone camera, the as-yet-unnamed officer showed up at the 15-year-old boy's home on his cycle and in full uniform, handcuffed the boy in his family's living room, and berated him, saying, not a good thing that the person you had sex with is a cop's daughter. The district attorney will probably file charges. A cop's daughter is not someone you want to mess around with. You're stupid.
Wow.
The boy's parents complained to the San Jose Mercury News that the officer, currently on administrative leave, tracked them down by running a license plate check on their car, a questionably legal maneuver. He allegedly... But we all know that laws are for normal people, not for the cops to follow.
Oh, yeah. And what's going to happen to him?
Cops can break laws anytime they want.
Yeah.
Well, he's on administrative leave, which means he's getting paid not
vacation.
To go to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the article continues. He had led the... Let's see. The cop allegedly told them, I'm going to arrest your boy for sexual assault. And then he said that before cuffing and berating the teen. The boy's stepfather filmed it and turned it over to the Merc, which is the newspaper. You want to read?
Sure. Okay. So then it says, after the cop unlocked the cuffs, the parents claim that he told them this was all just a scared straight tactic. Ugh. Ugh. Okay. We can talk about that later.
What
but
power trip.
It's sick. I mean, just the idea that a good way to get kids to change their behavior
is to scare them
and threaten them. That's totally backwards, first of all, but... Like, just the fact that this guy had the power to basically stalk his family,
track them down, enter their home under false pretenses,
and
then essentially kidnap, although he didn't leave the house, he kidnapped the boy.
Yeah, he took him
in front of
his
parents.
Possession.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
And then it was a joke! I was just trying to teach him a lesson.
He didn't even sound like he verified that it was true, right? Like, he was going on...
Well, the article doesn't say.
Yeah.
And in fact, it does not say how the cop found out that the kids had sex.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I really wonder. But, I mean, he probably just totally jumped to conclusions and was just, you know, just flew off the handle at this.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. Okay, so then it says he handed the parents an arrest card and suggested that they place it on the fridge so the boy wouldn't forget about it.
I don't know what an arrest card is, but a reminder that the cops are in charge is what this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another scare tactic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A continuation.
Yeah, that's so gross.
I'm arresting you. Oh, just kidding. I'm not arresting you. But keep in mind, I could arrest you. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, he's just using a blatant power trip and fear. Yeah. And he's also... intimidating the parents and expecting the parents to go along with his little sick
and I'm glad they
system of
did what they did, but it turned out bad. So what happened?
Okay. So to cap it all off, the parents say that when they finally complained to the San Jose police, their son was booked for unlawful sexual intercourse, as was the officer's daughter. And then it says consensual sex between minors, it turns out, is a misdemeanor. Well, I don't think that makes it... I mean, it's sure, it's but less bad than if it was a felony, but that's not the real issue. Two kids did something that, you know, maybe wasn't the greatest decision in the world. Or
maybe
who
it was.
Knows,
or maybe they're in love.
Yeah, and we don't know that. I mean, we're not in that situation. It's something that should be handled between
them
kids
and
their parents, maybe. I mean, it doesn't need the state to get involved.
Or, well, yeah, the state is good enough. I was going to say, or a brutal, violent thug, but that's the state.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who's the victim there, right? Two kids who are about the same age are dating each other and decide to experiment with sex, as many, many kids do.
Wait a minute. You're even reading into this. Experiment with sex? Maybe they had sex 100 times over the course of a year. Maybe they're in love and they're going to be the couple who has been together for 50 years since they were 15.
Okay.
We don't know this.
We don't know this. You're right. But how?
And neither does the cop.
In any case, how are they helped by being taken to jail?
Right. That helps no one. Or threatened. Right.
Yeah. They're not. And I mean, everyone else has to pay for this non-crime with no victim.
That's a good point. He was getting paid while doing this. And
yeah.
While threatening someone. And he's on the clock to not go to work right now.
He was in
You're
his uniform.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, I mean...
And he essentially stalked them. Because cops have the ability to look up license plates and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy abused that power. They did nothing wrong, these parents. And he'd used that information for his own personal gain.
Right.
He stalked them.
Yeah. And so, okay, so the last paragraph of this article says, prosecutors are currently investigating the incident to determine whether the officer is guilty of a criminal false imprisonment or any other charges. The status of the couple, about the same age as Romeo and Juliet, by the way, is not known. So,
wow.
Yeah, wow. Okay, how about this? I have a situation to propose to you, Mike. How do you think, first of all, how do you think the best way... if this parent was not a cop in another life and had good communication skills and had the ability to manage his anger and treat his daughter or his stepdaughter with respect and as a person,
yes,
and ask her what she thought, how do you think was the best way he could have handled this?
Well, There's probably a million ways, but I guess what would I have done
yeah,
would be,
would you
I don't know, might be to say, I hope you're having safe sex. Have we, you know, have we talked about it? If not, let's talk about what's safe. And do you love this boy? Are you using him or is he using you?
Yeah. How did you feel about
how did
what
you
happened?
Learn about sex? Right.
Yeah.
Has this been going on a long time? Do you want it to, are you scared?
Yeah.
Did you want it to happen?
Maybe get her mother to talk to her. Maybe if she's more
and let's say somehow I find out that the boy's a jerk and he's probably using her or used her.
Yeah.
And I hope she never sees him. My daughter never sees him again, never sleeps with him. And she's angry and she feels abused. Not rape, because it was consensual. But,
yeah, but she doesn't like
She regrets her decision.
Yeah.
There's nothing that would make me go over to the boy's house and threaten him or call him or call his parents or talk to him. Maybe call his parents if there was a different scenario. But my daughter decided to have sex with someone. That someone is not part of my life, you know? It's her boyfriend. Maybe if we're all close, she's brought him over and introduced him to me, and I know him, and I know if I trust him or not. But his parenting, and it's none of my business. My daughter made a decision. That's my business.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of probably influence what your daughter does, right?
Yeah, and, I can try.
And trying to, like, you know, ground her. Like, she'll just sneak out the window, right? You can't really stop kids from doing things.
Educate,
you can educate
trust,
them.
Trust, respect.
Yeah. And
even
see,
show disappointment.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully they'll talk to you about what's going on if you use those tactics. But I mean, just the... I mean, we don't know what the situation was, but it seemed like... the article said that the sex was totally consensual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so... he's not justified at all in doing this, in my opinion.
Well, cops almost never are, but this is just ridiculous. This is some
and he was like
father on
mixing...
a power trip who gets angry over, you know, overreacts to things that he thinks are bad, but may not be.
Yeah.
And other people's business, his daughter's his business, but the other kid and his parents are not.
Mm.
He's just abused his power outright.
Yeah. And I mean, what kind of example does that set for his stepdaughter, right? I mean, he's setting the example, like, you know, children pay attention and young adults pay attention to what their parents do, right? Not necessarily what they say, but what they do.
And that's pretty much as it should be.
Yeah, exactly. And what he did was teach her or set an example for her to solve problems with violence, right?
Yep.
He never tried talking to anyone. Yep. He never tried even talking to his own stepdaughter. He just went on this angry rampage.
That's what we assume.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that she ended up in jail, too. Or charged, I guess. I'm not sure if it was jail or...
They said it was a misdemeanor, so they probably didn't end up in jail because they probably paid the fines. Or somebody paid the fines.
No, it says they were booked, so that means arrested. They were probably like, oh, that same night. But anyway, I wonder if the cop thinks that's good. I wonder if the cop thinks... Let's send my daughter to jail for a day.
She
might learn
go to
a lesson.
Jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, too, actually. That's
interesting.
And if so, that's incredibly
horrific.
Sad to put your own kid in jail and think that it'll help them when
they
haven't harmed
anyone.
Actually,
on the bright side, on the hopefully bright side, maybe she would be in jail thinking, wow, this is better than being home with my dad. Maybe she'll learn that my dad is a violent person and I can't wait till I'm, you know, 18 or whatever and living on my own.
Oh, boy, yeah. I don't know. I hope that she has the chance to talk to someone about that, about the situation, who respects her and talks to her as
Maybe her boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe her boyfriend was the only person who talked to her as the individual that she is that should be respected. But okay, I have another question before we end.
Uh-huh.
What if this article said that their sex was consensual, you know, between this couple who was under 18, but what if it wasn't? Like, what if the girl came to her stepdad and said, hey, like, this happened and I'm not comfortable with it and I want you to do something about it, or I want you to teach me. Like, what should he have done then?
If she says, I was raped?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had to think about this before. Don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do? I would be very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see, normally I'm all about ostracism and a free market voluntary approach to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually not even I haven't even ruled out vigilanteism, mm-hmm. although I think whomever does that should face the repercussions for their actions.
Of that, yeah.
So I don't know what I'd do. If someone raped my daughter, maybe I'd want to go beat them up and then face the repercussions for beating someone up. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly see some people
maybe I'd
doing
want
that.
To, maybe
that
I'd want to... Maybe I'd want to ostracize if there was some kind of evidence.
Right. I was going to say, maybe you'd want to start gathering evidence and find out more about what happened.
Right. Like
maybe take him to arbitration or something like that.
Maybe. But I think ostracism would be better than arbitration. What's he going to do? How do you pay restitution for raping someone?
I don't know.
I mean, what would my daughter want? I don't know. I would think that if I had some kind of evidence, like if I could somehow plant an audio or video bug near where this boy hangs out and he brags about it, and then I have that evidence.
Yeah, right.
I would broadcast that everywhere.
Right.
I would let the world know.
And then he would never get a job. And
who knows?
Yeah,
but what would happen to him? But it would not be very happy for a long time.
Right.
So maybe that's what I'd do. I don't know. Maybe I'd just be so angry I'd go want to pummel him. And I'm not even a strong guy. I've never been in a fight. So maybe I would fail. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't know what I'd do.
Yeah.
What would you do?
What would I do? I would probably try to get some evidence and find out for sure. Exactly, as best I could, what happened. I would probably take the daughter to a doctor and a counselor.
Yeah.
And I would also ask her what she wants for restitution, because
what the victim wants is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, if someone wrongs someone else, then they have an obligation to make them whole, right? So, I mean, I guess, you know, when a violent crime like rape is done to someone, no one can ever really make them complete again, right? No one can ever, no amount of money or whatever can make up for that. But, you know, maybe the daughter has something that she considers at least like a start to restituting her.
Mm-hmm.
Or she has some punishment that she wants done to the attacker or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I would think I would want to find out what she wants as one of the first steps. And definitely get her some medical help and some counseling and try to do my role as a parent to help her come to terms with what happened.
Yeah. Ooh, that's an ugly situation.
Absolutely. But that is not what happened in this situation.
She had sex with her boyfriend. They both probably enjoyed it. Yeah, they might have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then daddy overreacted. Cop daddy.
Not even daddy. It was a stepdaddy.
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, I don't want to... I don't know. Sometimes kids view step parents as like, oh, you're not my real mom or dad, and so you don't have any say on what I do or whatever. I don't know. That's kind of a fallacy, but
I bet he didn't increase his daughter's love for him any.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Protect and serve, right? Yeah. Anyway, okay, I think we're done.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to talk about this
anymore. Sorry for the Romeo and Juliet of this article.
Yeah,
the article
feel bad
for them too. We'll put a link to it in our show notes, by the way.
They were not helped by going to jail.
Right. All right.
We're done. We'll see you next time. Don't forget to visit our website at porktherapy.com. That's porctherapy.com.
And send us a question.
Questions@porktherapy.com.
Or call us.
Yeah, call us. 419-PT-LOVE-4. I just got really excited.
Cool. Yeah. I hope you do.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.